the biggest rules, and now we're bringing it up a little bit more appropriately. So we learned yesterday, we looked at the sugya yesterday, and we pointed out that there are two parts to the sugya. There is the machlokes Abaye v'Rava, the din of that iskad shili lechetzi, that kiddushin is chal, as opposed to chetziyeh mekudeshes li, the kiddushin is not chal at all. Abaye's question, why is it so? It should not be chal even on iskad shili lechetzi, because we should have the same gzeiras akosuv. And Rava's response that you can't compare the two because hasam itzel lebeitre lechazia elagaver milechaz lebeitre. All right. Then we pointed out that response we already know that response of Rava, they're going to be two mahalchim. Maybe the mahalach that's kuli in Rambam, that it is an expression of the das of the woman and seems to ignore any drasha of chatzi isha and chatzi ish, and the mahalach of the Ravid, that Rav is explaining and justifying his drasha. Two different ways of learning pshat in what Rav responds to Abaye. Second part of the sugya is Marzutra's kasha to Ravina, that why don't we say that iskat sheli lechetzi, in fact, sorry, that chetziach mekudeshes li, instead of saying isha velochatzi isha, and therefore it's not a chal v'chlal, why don't we say isha velochatzi isha, and therefore it's chal al kula? You can't have chatzi isha, is not sustainable. So when you have, Marzutra says in Hektish, when you have kiddusha that's unsustainable, the halach is you make it sustainable. You, the halach is ifshet bekula. So why don't we say the same thing with respect to chetziach mekudeshes li? All right, the way I said it just now favors the Ravid's approach, obviously. How are we going to learn Marzutra's kasha with the Rambam's approach? The Ravina's answer is Hocha das acheres. You can compare the two. Because when it comes to Kiddushin, there are two parties. And when it comes to Hektish, there's only one part in the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the Hezber HaDavar? Okay, so that is what we set up yesterday. So let's learn the Mahalach. We know the Rambam's Mahalach. Rambam is very clear. What Halacha? Gimel Tes, right? Ha'oymer Le'isha Hiskadshi Lechetzi Harezu Mekudeshes Tzchal Ha Lema Zeh Doime La'oymer La Tige Ishti At Va'acheres Shenimtza She'ein Lo Elachatzi Ish Avolim Omar La Chetzich Mekudesh Li Ein Mekudesh She'ein Isha Achas Mui Lishnayim V'chein Ha'oymer Harayat mekudeshes li vila zeh einu mekudeshes. It's a Rambam's understanding. L'chor Rambam does not say shenemar isha v'lochatzi isha. L'chor Rambam says olema zeh doime. L'chor that means that Chazal are teaching us what the person has in mind. Ho'oimer li'isha skachi l'chetzi. What he has in mind is to reserve the right to marry another wife. Shenimtza, and then it turns out, Rambam explains. So what's lechetzi? Shenimtza she'ein la lechatzi ish. She has to share. Atzara. Aval im omar la chetzich mekudesh li, ein mekudeshes. Why? Because that is an event saying, that's an effect saying, Hariat mukudeshes liba loze she'ein isha achas rilishnoyim. So I'm creating a kiddushin that halacha does not allow. L'chayra, Rambam's learning pshat that when Rava responds to Abaye, so Rava says, "Omalei hachi ashta." Asam ido lebeter lechazi v'hochi ka'omar lo. That's the Rambam saying, eina oimer ele v'doime. The I ba'ina leminsa v'achris in a sivna. And presumably the Rambam now finishes off and says, v'hochi ka'omar lo in the case of iskachi lechazi. That, and if, you want to marry another husband, I'm agreeing. So that you can't agree to that. That's not Kiddushin. That's creating Kiddushin. It doesn't exist. L'chayra, that's the pshat of Rashi in the sugya. Right? In other words, that Rav is responding to Abaye, that it's not, got nothing to do with Ish v'lochatzi Isha. Ish v'lochatzi Isha, Ish v'lochatzi Isha. It's a svara. It simply is interpreting what the person is saying. Hochi ko'amar. Is there a chiddush? So the chiddush is that if a person tries to create a kiddushin that is not in consonance with the Torah's view of kiddushin, not chal, right? Moshe lema dover doime. The person says, Hariyat mekudeshes li. Hariyat mekudeshes li. Almenos. Shelo afarnes loch. We're married, but I'm not going to support you. So halach is that chal. Why is that chal? It goes against the din. Because Reb Meir says that when it comes to monetary obligations, there is an assumption in Torah that they are all conditional. They can all be waived. However, the Gemara says, Harem v'kudeshesli al mendos she'ein she'yelonu yichusei platoni. Right? We'll have a platonic relationship. Right? That we will not, Amandos, that there will not be any kind of, that I'm not chayv in a yonah. Right? So then the halach is that it's not kiddushin. The kiddushin wasn't chal. That's not kiddushin. So it's a similar idea. Hariyamu kudeshus li. And the condition is, you can marry another husband. I can't afford a wife. Right? So I'm happy to share the expenses. I hear you're a high maintenance girl. So you're the kind of girl who needs two husbands. You need two jobs. I'm only doing one job. So halach is that's not chal, right? I try to marry to create a kiddushin that the Torah says doesn't exist. So lechayra, that's what Rashi says as well, right? It's a lebei trei. Linose lohem e efshar. She cannot marry two men. E efshar. Hilchach, therefore, hai loy kodesh ela palga. So therefore, he's only being mekadesh half of her. Vechetzia nish ar leacher. And part of her is remaining for somebody else. Im kain ein mekudeshes laze. Therefore, she is not mekudeshes. Tzorach iyon with the Ram. Why Rashi had to be marech? Why doesn't he say li nase lehem iyevshar? Im kain ein mekudeshes laze. Based on what the Rambam says, right? Was that? Go ahead.
Sounds like he's saying that there's a halos.
You
know, he's saying that therefore it is considered that you marry half of her, but because you only marry half
of her,
it doesn't work.
Okay.
Like
was that?
More like the
Rashba. No? Well, Rashi's obviously addressing not the Rashba, but
Tosis. No, sorry.
What's Rashi addressing? Sure. Okay, we'll hold off on this. But lechor, so we have to understand why is Rashi marach? Hai loy kodesh elo palga. Now, if is Bini correct that there's a chalos, or is he incorrect and really means he wants to have a chalos? Phil,
he's just saying it's illogical. He's pointing out the logical.
That's what I would say, right? Hai loy kodesh elo palga, right? Bini would say, but the language like kodesh doesn't say el hai loy rotz la kodesh elo palga. It's interesting, or hai loy kodesh elo palga, right? This is a very important or in light of the Sefer Makna that we alluded to, that the Birkei Shmuel discusses. Hai loy kodesh el apalga. Vechetz yen nishar liyacher. Yoni?
Is the psul because of
So, I would venture to say that again, I'm setting it up, Rambam and Rashi, that's obviously not Mukhrach in any way, but I would venture to say that Rashi is not explaining Rava to be substantiating a drasha, but that Rashi is saying that Rava is dismissing a bias drasha. Who could bring a raya for that?
Rashi.
Yeah. Okay. So hold on that. Go ahead.
Maybe you could say the fact that Rashi doesn't try to say what Rava does with Ish.
So that could be, but that lechor is on a right because it's usually not Rashi's job. Rashi just doesn't. It's not Matar's kashas that are the loose ends of the sugi. Sometimes he does, but I don't think you can medayik in Rashi. They didn't take care of a loose end. Go ahead.
Maybe you could say from the sugi, he keeps on quoting the pasuk, but at this point, the right.
I mean, that would be an interesting ha'orah to what Meir is saying. I'm not sure if that's mukhrach though. Good. Let's hold. But lechor is what he's saying, and then. The kasha now is that then Rashi goes on to explain, right? Nivshet kedusha b'kula, ki omar chesach mekudesh esli. Mazutus kasha. So nivshet kedusha b'kula. So Rashi is addressing the aside of the sugya. Why is Ravina? Why does Marzutra think that we can apply a concept of hektish to a concept of kiddush of erusim? Right, that's the next kasha. Right, so again, so l'chayra, when we have Rashi, we're lining up Rashi and Rambam. L'chayra, Rava's din is a din saying that if you have das to ask your wife to allow you to marry another wife, so that das is acceptable, that kedushin is good. Whether you maintain that permission, whether you act on it or not. However, if you try to set up a kedushin, which is shaloi kedin, so then the kiddush not chal b'chlal. So Marzutra asks, and the lechorah could be that Marzutra is explaining the chiddush in Rava. Could be, not sure. But Marzutra is saying, so why don't we say that the Torah says you want to get married, shaloi kedin. We're going to tell you you're married kedin, like the Torah does a gabi hektish. Person wants to say that. Half the animals mukudish, so the Torah says that the kiddushin, that the hektish is chal b'chula. Hosam behema, right? So the Gemara says. So Rashi explains. Don mukudesh es beloshin hektish ka'amar la. Chiddush. The chiddush of Rava. Of Rashi becomes even clearer in the Tosfos. Tema, Tosfos the Gevaldik Akasha on this Nakuda. Yo, lefragla shilzu oila ubidovish and neshama kluya bo mikro dechsev kol asher yitin mimenu l'Hashem. The Gemara in Temura, when the Gemara established this din, the din of espashtus hektish bakula, the din that the Torah will take over my hafla and make it kedin. That I can't go to the Gizbar and say to the Gizbar, that's not what I intended. Gizbar comes and collects my animal. Right? The Gizbar is going to bring my animals a korban oil. So I can say to the Gizbar, that's not what I did. I was makdish half the animal. So the Gizbar says, you can't do it. You can't be makdish half the animal. So Lechara should say to the Gizbar, I can't do it, but you can't take what I did. It wasn't makdish. Well, I have to figure this out. Right? I did something wrong. But that doesn't give you the license to take half an animal away from me. So Torah says, yes, it does give him the license. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kol asher yitin li mimenu l'Hashem. He says, whatever you have you learned pshat, but the Gemara darshins, Kol asher yitin mimenu l'Hashem. This is Tosfos.
Thank you.
Rashi doesn't explain. Right, so the Xeris HaKosev is that Kol Asher Itin Mimenu Lashem. If I want to give part of it, Kadosh Baruch Hu says Mimenu, he takes the whole thing. Hektus Chalbukula. V'gabi Isha Loik Sivkiroi. So Tosfos says, how could he ask the point that Rashi's addressing? He asked even in a sharper way. He says, not only is it strange to ask a kasha from Hektish to Kiddushin, but even the Shitoscha, that you want to ask such a kasha, the din of his pashtus v'kul is like Zeres HaKosov. Uvidorish the imkein my porech holei domi ladoni. The Gemara should simply say there's no Zeres HaKosov. V'nirash elachach dikdik Rashi v'pirash. So now he's explaining what, that's why Rashi says, because Kiddushin is making one's wife asura kuli alma kehektish. Lefichach yeshli yesh dina kehektish. Aval imhoya oime mureses seichad manu lishni liel. Azalei amakshe. Vindishet akdubu kuli kill the favorites there. So Taisa says, there's a builds on Rashi. Right? He's learning Pshat and Rashi. That because we use Lashon Hekdesh, so then Taisa explains a little bit deeper. He says, why is it that the Lashon of Hekdesh is applicable over here? Because Kiddushin, Erison, is establishing. That one's wife becomes Asura Kuli Alma. So just like being Makdish, something to the Rebbeinu Shalom, means that that object becomes Asur for anybody else to use for anything else. So similarly, being Makadish, one's wife, means she becomes Asura Kuli Alma. So since there is that similarity, and since I'm using the language of Hektish, so apparently Chiddush, huge Chiddush, therefore the Gzeiras HaKosov of Kol HaShayitin Mimenu LaShem will apply to Kiddushin. Now a bigger Chiddush, Tosfos says. Tosfos says, and all of this will depend on the Lashon that you use. So now Tosfos the Chiddush. Tosfos says, if he says to his wife, if he says, "Hare at meureses lechetzi," right? So then, Marzutra would say, "All right, that's then the din will be if hare at meureses hare chetzich meureses li hare chetzich meureses li." So Marzutra would say, obviously that kiddush nachal. Right? No, that's what that. He can't say Vinifta Bakula. Only if he says Chetzich Mekudesh, you have a good kasha. So Tosfos has a huge chiddush, even though we don't paskin like Marzutra. Right? Because we say Marzutra's halachas of Hektish don't support his kasha. Right? We answer Marzutra from Hilchas Hektish. Kasha is not a good kasha. But the premise, we never spoiled the premise. The premise that there is what to be learned from Hektish to Kiddushin, that we didn't undermine. We don't know if Rav and Abaye and Mechulam and Rav hold of it, Marzutra and Ravine hold of it. The Chayra. So now Taisvah's huge Chiddush. Taisvah says that there would actually be a different din if it's Eris and a Kiddushin. Right? In other words, Tosfos says, "Aval imhoya oimer mereses ochad mehanu lishni alzel ihoya maksha v'nifsha to kedusha bekula." The pirush, according to this pirush in Rashi, right? Then we wouldn't say. So now again, this is halacha v'loy lamasa, because we don't pass the mezutra, because the kash is upgefrekt. However, the premise yields a huge chiddush that Tosfos is willing to say that if I get married to the language of Erusin, it will look different than if I get married to the language of Kiddushin. Ad kerei kach. Chetzich mekudeshes li, Marjutra says, ein mekudesh, that should be mekudeshes akula. Because I use Kiddushin, I use Hektish. Asur kol yalma. Memela, the din should be that the gzeiros hakosov of kol asher yitin l'ashem mimen, kol asher was a pasuk. Kol Hashem Imenu Hashem Yekod should apply to Kiddushin. But if I use my reses, it won't apply. Right? That's the kasha. That's the kasha. Ad kerei kach. Ad kerei kach. But the point is that Tosus is saying that according to Marzutra, and Ravina doesn't necessarily disagree with that, that you create a different kind of Kiddushin. L'chayra, right? In other words, if I say to her, Chesich Mekudeshesli, so the Marzutra says, we should be married entirely. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu should, because he's applied the Xerza because of Hektish. Mashena Kain, if I say Chesich Mekudeshesli, so then, there's no Xerza because of Kiddushin. Oyme Koinyin. Ayim Kenyan is the following. Yeah. Kenyan is that Kiddushin has two parts to it. Right? Kiddushin has Kenyan and Isa. Right? Has the Chuyas. It has. When it comes to Erisin, right? She becomes a Surah Kuli Alma. And I begin, and it's true that when it comes to that legabe tuma and legabe yerusha, and that doesn't start. But legabe kinyan kasvoy for koin for tuma does start. There is an element of kinyan. Midrabbanon, Chazal said that just like Chazal said Midrabbanon, we can't have via. So Chazal said that Eishes Koyin cannot have Truma, right? Why not? Right, because maybe she'll end up bringing some Truma to right, or maybe the Erison will unravel and they'll find a mum, and therefore it'll be Erison Mitos. But Mikra Din, if not for Chazal Chashoshes, she's Kenyan Kasvai. So there's a Kenyan aspect, there's a monetary aspect, and there's an Iser aspect. Meshiv Dover, that I have certain Zechuyas of Ishus, which I didn't have before. That she has to, my wife has to provide me with the opportunity to be Mekayim Pirva Rebbe. I have obligations to my wife to provide her with chiyuvei ona. Right? That's a shibud. That's not an iser. So everybody got to look at it. There are two parts to kiddushin. So Tosfos is saying, chiddush, that a husband and wife can choose how they want to enter into the kiddushin. Hezra Adover, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, goes back to Rambam Aleph, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that before Chaya Yishus, Koyde Mat Torah Chaya Yishus, you began Chaya Yishus by having Chaya Yishus. You got married by getting married. Right? Ha-Yahuver, he wrote, Tzel Lisa Yisa. But after Mat Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it requires Hachona. It requires a Maisa. What Maisa is required? We're calling it a Maisa Kinyan. We learn a little bit deeper. It's a part of it. It's called Kicha. So now that Tosfos is saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu said you have an option. This Maisa Achona called Kinyan, called Kicha, you can choose. You can choose to enter into Kiddushin with a Maisa Kinyan. And the Torah will say, and that Maisa Kinyan creates the Isur Kehektish. Or you can choose to enter into it with a Maisa Hektish. And the Torah will finish off with Kinyan. It's going to be the same din afterward. There's only one Ishus. Torah did different kinds of Ishus. But I can choose, and the Torah says the two parts of Ishus. And the Torah says that I have different, that I can use different Lashonis. So Taisa Chiddush. Taisa says not just different Lashonis, that we all understand what's going on. It's that I can choose to begin with a Maisa Kinyan of Ishus, of Shibudim, and then the Torah will pick it up and say, oh, now she's Asura Kuli Alma. Or I can choose to say, we're Asura Kuli Alma. And the Torah says, that is the Achana of Erisin for Chayishus. Again, Torah is a Chiddush, that we require Erisin, a Maisa Erisin, or we learned a status of Erisin. Not just a Maisa Erisin. Erisin is a Chalashem. Erisin is a shlav in getting married, right? Because we've learned that Nisuin is a gemar of Erisin. So Torah is machadish that not just a maisa, she becomes an erusa. This Tosfos is now has a chiddush in this in the Torah's halacha that you have to have Erisin before Nisuin. So the opening of the sugya was, the opening of this of the mesichta was erisin. Erisin is midin deiraisa heter ishus. Erisin midin deiraisa is kinyan kasvay. Midin rabbanan chayishus is postponed, and kinyan kasvay is postponed. But mikir adin, that's what erisin is. So this Tosfos is saying that when the Gemara opened up and said ha'isha niknes, why did an ish makadesh? Why is the first paragish in the second paragish makadish? So the Gemara said because there is a lashon deiraisa, a lashon derabbanan. So Taisa is saying it runs deeper than just a lashon. It's not just that Chazal were teaching us that they wanted to make the Iser up front. Not just that, and this could be. It could very well be that Chazal said this is more elegant. Instead of standing under the chup and saying, I read Kenuyali, and then having all the feminists get upset that you're buying your wife, right? So Chazal says, who needs to get involved in this? I say, I'm a Kudeshusli, right? Elegant, Kedushin is refined, the Surin, fine. Later on, they'll find that she's Kenuyali as well. Good. So the so it could be that Chazal said it's a better thing to do. I wouldn't, may very well be. But Taisus is saying that Marzutra, you see from Marzutra, that Marzutra understood and Ravina seemed to accept that there are two distinct entry points and you can choose which entry point you want, and once you choose, the Torah is going to make it the same Erisin, the same Arusa, the same Achana. Taisu says, how do you see this? Because according to Marzutra, right? According to Marzutra, it could change one din. Could be a five, and that if a person chooses, he wants to accentuate in his marriage that he wants an open marriage, that she can take on a second husband. So if you said chetzich muvesesli, then the whole thing flopped. There's no wedding. Nothing happened. Marzutra says, but if it chetzich kudeshesli, oh, so then. That was hektish, and therefore hektish takes over. So again, so everything we said now was shaloi la'alocha, because we don't pass like Marzutra. Whoever dismisses Marzutra, no one quotes Marzutra. All we're pointing out is, but you could argue that everything we said is incorrect, because maybe they didn't bother dismissing the principle. Then after, it was shaloi la'alocha. But L'chayra, Pashtas, is that the Yesod over here, that the Yesod, that the rules of Hektish have some impact on Kiddushin, according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, that seems to stand. And then Tosfos says that it will, that will be determined whether you use which Lashon. So again, l'chara we have no halacha l'maisa distinction, but the concept stands. Right? Now, where else is this l'chara? That's pshat. Now, just finishing up Rashi. All right, hold the questions for a few minutes. Now the Gemara says we left off yesterday that why don't that so Mar, we dismissed Mar Zutra because we say Yispashtus Bekulam is in a situation where there's one Baal, one Makdish, and one Gizbar. But over here you have a Baal and Isha. So who said the Isha is buying into this plan? So how can you ask it like two Shutzvin? When you have two Shutzvin, so we don't say Yispashtus Bekulam. Because the other shoot didn't play into it, he's not there. So over here as well, Das Acheres, Maskona de Tirutza, the Ein Dover Ze Doime El Beheima Shoshne Shutfin, the Iko Das Acheres, Amakeres Ba, the Hosom Layarminon, the Tikodish Kul Ayadeyachon. Right? Now, what Rashi explained this. V'hocha das acheres yesh chashuva kimisoi hamakeves v'dovar shim ein isher roitza einam kiddushin. We need her das. She's a party over here. She says no. He says erim kudeshesli. She says no. That's the obvious anachal, right? She takes the ring and says no. Still not anachal, right? No, v'zulayna siras lechetsia. V'fichach ein diburoi tofes ba. Again, v'zul and this woman layna siras lechetsia. He said, "What did he say to her?" Chetsich mekudeshesli, right? So, what's the Gemara saying? Mar Zutra says chetsich mekudeshesli. Oh, loshen vektish. Agzeres hakosum kol shein l'Hashem imenu. No, ispashes bakula. Hektish, Hektish Chal. She took the ring, right? Didn't say anything. So the halacha is, she wasn't, she didn't say she's part of the program. But she took the ring. So we asked yesterday, if he says, Ariad Mekudesh, with the vows of the Major Israel, she took the ring, we say, Mekudesh, right? She was listening, she heard, she accepted, she took the ring, right? Hariad Mekudeshly, took the ring, she accepted, loved it. Good. Hariat Chetzich Muresesli, following Tosfos Ashita, we would say, she accepted to be Mureses to have. There's no response from Kula. Good, she's not married. Now, Tosfos would say, according to this Gemara, according to Rashi, that what if she says, Hare Chetzich Mekudeshesli, Gemara says, in his mind, Hektish. In his mind, there's a kosov. They maybe not. He doesn't say that. In his mind, he wants to use the tool of kiddushin. Asur lo kuli alma. Mimbeil l'teira says, kol sheyite neshet l'Hashem imenu, ispashtus. She becomes kula mekudeshes. She didn't accept that. What do you have to accept? He also didn't accept that. No? So why do we say that when it comes to him, we say his spouses were cool like Ektish, there's a cause. And when it comes to her, we say she has to accept it. So yesterday, Phil said very well, Lefichach ein diburoi tofes ba. At the end of the day, the Hektish is being chal al yedei dibur, do mukudesh is beloshin Ektish kamala. Hektish is chal vaya flaw. He says yesterday, just taking a little bit deeper now. Hektish is chal vaya dibur. So the fact that he may want, if he says in his mind, chetzich muresesli, and he has in mind, mureses, lashon deraisa, kedushin, lashon rabbanon, she's becoming a surah to me, that's like zeres hakosav. It's not chal, nothing, nothing's happening. Because hektish is chal vaya dibur, not vaya machshava. There is exerts a kosov. There are halachas of hektish and maybe mechayiv oneself through machshav. It's not so poshut. Right? It could be a schayvus, but hektish is on chalidei machshav. I can be mechayiv myself, but pichol it's dut stoker. I can be mechayiv myself and gbar das and get stoker, but I can't be meichal. I can't say this animal is hektish. I can be mechayiv myself to bring a korban, but I can't say in my mind, look at the animal and say telepathize hektish. Not happening. Anchal. So l'chayra, that's what is We're suggesting, and that's what Rashi is saying in the second. We're taking the Hekdesh idea one step further. And we're saying, for him, the Lashon of Hekdesh, Hafla, can follow the rules of Hekdesh. But she has to accept. And she didn't use Lashon of Hekdesh. She accepted. She used Das. She nodded. She took the ring. She did everything she's supposed to do to accept. But she can't be mekane herself by accepting. She can be makne herself by accepting. She can do kinyanim by accepting. But she can't be makdish herself. Right? She can accept even isurim l'chayra. Hariat asurali. Harebukudeshesli. But you can't have the tools of hekdesh apply without afla. L'chayra, that's pshat in Rashi. And l'chayra, that is a Gemara that we looked at briefly. Now look at it deep. So nice again. Hold on the kashas for just for 1 minute because I want to see this Gemara in a rush, and then we'll take kashas. Just a dover shalom. Okay. So where do we see? Where else does this mechudshtik approach that hektish has an impact on marriage and kiddush? So you had a Gemara. We this Gemara ready. Boy Rav Papa, yesh yad l'kiddush elo. Right, we learned already. The person says, "Hare at mekudeshes li," and he turns to another one and says, "Va'at." So, is that chal or not? The Gemara says that's a sugya of yad l'kiddush. Right, the yad mechiyach, but it works, correct? Similar person uses a cryptic, truncated lashon. Does it work or not? No, it's not that. Rashi, even though it's not Rashi. Heichad olei mafarish mamish mekudeshesli ela biyad lekidushin kom mekadeshla. Kidakomafarish. Mi have yadlikidush. Oh, en yadlikidush. What's the din? Toisves, Taimam, Heche Taisa yadlikidushin. Halloy bin Dormly didn't lay el on the discussion of Dormly and Zeros, Kilomely el. The Kane and Bina Hechi the Golly Golly, Hechi Golly Golly. Taisus has a similar cash to Taisan Arsugya. Taisan Arsugya says, Mecha Taisa, that you could learn the din of his Pashas Bakula from Hektish to marriage. Mecha Taisa. One is marriage, one is Kedusha. What is exerts a kosov? Kol asher, hitin l'ashem? So Tais's answer is, yeah, but there's an element of kiddush which is hektish. Tais in the Dorim says, heichin teisa yad l'kiddushin. How can you say that a cryptic loshin, arem kudeshesli ve'at, should work? If it works, it's only because of yesh yad l'kiddushin. Yad l'kiddushin is exerts a kosov. Yad l'kiddushin learned from the Dorim and learned from Nazir. Right? Ashayafla. And even later on, when we ask, with his Yadla Peret Staka, that's only because Ishkas the Kerbanis. V'yesh Loimar, the Kiddusha Nami came and also Kuli Alma, Kehektish, Lachach Mesapke, the Shema Yesh Yadla Kiddushin. This is already Halach Lamaisa now. This is, till now, Mazutu was dismissed. That's why I wanted to get to this point. Until now, you can tell me theory, right? Maybe Ravina doesn't hold of this. But this is a Gemara. Rav Pop is Iboya. And Tosh explains Rav Pop is Iboya based on the same principle that comes in Rav Sugya. That's why I don't think Tosh is saying that the principle of Marzutra, the very basis, was undermined. For Karen, he's saying the basis, the underlying principle was there. Marzuda's application was incorrect. The Kiddusha Nami came in the Osul Kuli Alma Kekdish because Kiddusha Lachach Misapkelon. Therefore, we have a Sophie. The Toysvis has a Gavaldi Akasha, his own theory, and says, well, there is also so Yeshad the Gerishan. So Toysvis says, well, maybe because there's the Exerus of Kosovo that compares Yotvaisa to Kiddusha the Gerishan. But at the end of the Sugya, even though he thinks it's a very powerful kasha, he does not renege from this idea. Rosh, also on the side of the Gemara. Mi yalfinon minidorim dinidorim loshin hektish hein shematzvis bidivorim anidorim mikidushin nami loshin hektish. Taisvis, the Rush has the same halachatosis. It's a little bit different. He says, because the dorim comes from hektish. Neder hektish are the same. They have the same root. Hektish works through neder. How am I making an animal? By making a neder that this animal is going to be given to Beis Hamikdash and no one's going to be able to use it. So hektish and neder come from this. They both have flaws, both language. Language imposes neder, language imposes hektish. Shematfis bin devarim anadurim. The way that neder works, the ikur din of neder, they say this animal should become like hektish to me. Vikidusha nami lashin hektish can be in a vikidusha beis amid beis. Lachin kori lachidusha dosal kuli yamak hektish. Hilchach mahani mu yad kinidorim. Oy dilma kidusha nunidorim trein mili ninu. Vikidishu bin dorim leafinan minayu. Leavi leafinan naziris minayu. Elav kash. Elav hekesh. In other words, the Tais was saying the question of Yeshav the Kiddushin is the question of how do we take the language of Hektish that apparently is part of Kiddushin, do we take that seriously enough to be Mechadish Adin of Yad the Kiddushin? Our Sugya and Heyam and Beis assumed Yad the Kiddushin. There was a Kasha of Yadayim Mechichas and Yad Mechichas. With the Yad and Mechichas have Kiyad or not. But the din of Yad Kiddushin was the Yisav Sogiyah. So Yoytzi Mikol Zeh, right? Yoytzi Mikol Zeh, that the Chiddush that Rashi and Tosfos find in our Sogiyah, say even though the Chiddush of Mar Zutras Shalei LaHalacha, but the Yisoid is accepted LaHalacha. So now coming back to Tosfos' huge Chiddush. Right? It would come out that if a person says, Hari at meresis li v'at, so Tais would say, nobody would imagine that you'd say Yad l'kidushin in that case. Only Hari kudeshes v'at. That's not as big a chiddush as Tais and Arsuk, because that's saying, if you use the Lashon of Hektish, you have the Zechuyas of Lashon of Hektish. Our taste is a bigger chiddush. If you use lashon of hektish, it actually is chal without lachas of hektish. It's a bigger chiddush. Okay, so again, what have we said so far? So far we said, we began with the Gemara. Rava's din. Right? Rava's din, and we're following Shitas, Rambam, Rashi, Tosfos. I haven't proven this Rashi Shita yet. Which is next. But so far, we're assuming Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, learn Rava's din as not being bound to the Xeris Arkosov of no of Isha Lachatz Isha. But Rava's din is Das. The Das of the husband is a kosher Das Kiddushin Schal. The Das of the husband is to build a Kiddushin that's like din Narcha. Good. Comes Marzutra, step number two, and says, and leaves Rava basically intact. Rava's din is intact. Marzutra's kash is, now that Rava, you said your din, that if you have the das v'kiddushin, that shaloi kiddin is not chal, I have a kasha. Because if you have das for hektish, you like it, then it is chal, and it's chal kedin. That's my kasha. Based on that kasha, takes us in a different direction from Rava. Almost in a polar opposite direction of Rava. Rava is talking about das, and what you have in mind, and Mazutra is saying, hektish takes you beyond what you have in mind. And hektish says that you want hektish, I'll give you hektish. Hektish in my terms. Makes sense. Hektish in Baruch Hu's terms. Right? You're entering into a different sphere. Makes sense that there's a logic to it. Alright? That Kadosh Baruch Hu should say, you want to melt Mikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu sets all the terms. As long as you're doing Das Kinyanim, you're on your term. Right? Hektish is my terms. So where do we see this? We see this in Yad Lekidushin, such a din, such an idea. Tosfos says, how does it come to Kiddushin? It's exerus hakosov that his pashas v'kula. There it is, because once you say you use the lashon of hekdesh, then our sugi is assuming that you get to use the tools of hekdesh. So three ramifications. Number one is theoretically, you should be able to say his pashas v'kula. We say no, you can't say it. Why? Because that's a cheres. What does that mean? It means you have to use all the rules, and the rules are that if you use the language, haflo hektish is chal. Hektish is not chal without haflo. So the das or isha cannot make hektish chal. She'd have to be say so. She says nothing, so she becomes a das acheres makheves. Good.
Couldn't you also be the das?
Hold it. But we said number two. Number two, we said, is that Tosfos says a chiddush that whether you use lashon erusin or kiddushin will in fact impact, or could it theoretically will impact. Based on that theoretical idea, which is shleila halacha, there is a huge chiddush. Let me explain: two parts to kiddushin, two parts to erusin. The Torah gives you the schus to come into erusin. To this state of achana for ishus, either through the kinyan aspect or through the yisur aspect. Once you enter, it's the same erusin. The Torah says it's the same din. But how you enter, theoretically, according to Mezutra, could have an impact. And then we said, that's all theory because we don't pass the Mezutra. But it could have an impact on Lachal Maisa. Because this Tosfos says, and the Rush says, that this, the whole binyan that we had now, is the basis for the question of truncated lashonis. Harem ukudeshes li ve'at chala nachal. Our sugya of yana mechich harem ukudeshes didn't say li chala nachal, but she's standing there. He's giving you the ring. We would say it is chal yana mechiach, even yad. This is kiyad. We pass in this kiyad. But let's say you would say Rav Mereses and you wouldn't say Lee. Could be the Tosfos would say nothing happened. Could be. Because the only reason it happens for Kiddushin is because you're using the halachas of Hektish. Hektish have a habidin of Yad, not Ligab Erison. That's the binyan. According to Luchar Rashi Tosfos, we did two more Nakudas. Good. Questions? What's the chiddush according to Rashi, are you saying?
Yeah.
What's the chiddush according to Rashi? So in Rava, l'chayre the chiddush is that if I have das for kiddushin m'shaloi kiddin, l'chayre is an example of having das for kiddushin shaloi kiddin, and the kiddushin is not chal v'chlal. It's an example of a person saying Yom Kodesh Asli for a platonic relationship. Kiddush
Nachal.
Why is that a chiddush for Rava to say? Right? Why is that a chiddush for
Rava? Explaining the Rava's chiddush as saying that if you want to marry more than, that if the woman wants to marry more than one man, then it doesn't work.
Kiddush Nachal, right. So that's a chiddush to say that the fact that she wants to reserve the right, right now she wants to marry me. She wants to reserve the right to marry another husband. So the fact that she wants to reserve that right, and that man has not been, he's not for only that, identified nothing, that still wrecks our kiddushin. That has to be said. I know. I'm not sure you're going to put it on the range of chiddush. As far as a big chiddush, but luchari, you need that din.
Everyone agrees to that.
Everybody holds like Rava. But as far as
the question is, how do you? Is what's Rava's words and Rashi saying that is Rava's words as opposed to like Rabbi would say that that's not the chiddush of Rava.
Well, look, hold on for this for a moment. But that's what Rava says. I'm not sure. That's Rava's din. Gachi.
Arguing
that
had a figure. What Rashi? What Rava's
chiddush
is?
Rashi toasts Rambam. That's Rava's din. Go ahead. Ready?
If Marzipa's fetish is that using a lesser technique implements like a mechanism that goes beyond your das,
good.
Doesn't that make more sense if we say the Hapiyashka is offering a mubshad as opposed to substantiating the pasuk of Kira?
Why is that a kasha now?
Because before and I didn't. We're now connecting it that using the lesser technique is what. Just because you use
electric. Right, so you asked the question, wouldn't it make more sense to say that? Is that a kasha?
No, I wanna know if everybody agrees with that. That's true.
I said that's true, and that's why it is an easier reader for the Rashba, they said yesterday. But I don't understand what's the kasha right now. Is what you're asking, does it raise a question to Rashi now? I don't know. It's something that we said not
it's
correct.
It's a question of Tosus's understanding of Rashi.
Is it a kasha? Does it make Tosus not correct? I don't know.
I don't think it makes him not correct.
Okay, good. So then it's not a kasha. All right. It's good. So then that will help explain why the Rashi. I'm not coming in hard. I'm just explaining to you. It's not a kasha for Rashi. It could be said easier. All right. So that'd be a nice view for another reason. But it's not a if I'm what I'm asking you is, if you're telling me that we cannot learn Marzut according to Rashi, then we have to think differently. But if we can learn Marzut according to Rashi, it's good. So it'd be better otherwise.
And also, for Rebbe Fana Wasserman's shot, I think when Rebbe explained it, or he used the word, that he's not saying that there's two parts to Kedusha and Nekdish, there's two different pathways.
Two parts and two, both is correct. There are two parts of Kedushin, that's 100% correct. Two pathways, that seems to Tosus is Mechadish over here.
Right, but didn't you say it wasn't, maybe I'm not remembering correctly, didn't Rebbe use that word two pathways by Rebbe Fana Wasserman, meaning if we learn Rebbe Fana Wasserman as being a
Well, that's comes from this Tosus. That's what this Tosus is pointing out to.
Right, but that was that the Kovich here in
I believe the Kavshim spells it out. I believe so.
Okay,
good. Beryl?
Regarding the later point, we said after we established that that according to Tosfos and Rashi, they compare Kiddush and Hekdish, and even though we don't pass in like Marzutra at that point, we see that point still stands from the later Rashi. I didn't really cop how we learned that from the later Rashi.
That's Rashi in our Masechta.
Yeah.
Because he says, Tosfos makes this point in Rashi. When the Gemara.
That part, the one afterwards with the.
Over here? Hachadas Acheres.
Yeah.
So we understand that what was bothering Rashi, was she bothering us? Right? She'im eino isha rotsa eino enam kiddushin. Right? The question is, why are we comfortable imposing his pashtus on the husband but not imposing his pashtus on the wife? That l'chayr is a logical problem, no? The Gemara says you can impose a spashus but in partnership. And that didn't sound very well. I have two partners. One is doing something, the other is not doing it, not agreeing. But over here she's agreeing. So why can't she agree to the kiddushin that he's setting up, and why can't she be subject also to spashtus? No? So that's what Rashi says, Ein diburoi tofes ba. His spashtus is based on lashon of hektish, that's dibur, hafla. I don't buy into your nedarim. You can't impose a neder on me. Right? Two partners. So one partner says, I want to sell the object. The other partners agree. One partner says, I want to make this object also to me. Doesn't the other partner. Other partners mask him. I don't think that applies either. Without some haflo, that's some deeper. So she said nothing. So that's a dibura itofispa. That's l'chor what he's putting out. Dibura has to be, it's haflo, has to be told, has to have an impact. Has to have a, has to be mecha. Yoni?
So, I don't know, I thought Rashi was saying different. I thought Rashi was saying that the Gemara suggesting applies fashos by condition. And the Gemara says, because we have das acheres, in this particular case,
yeah,
we can't apply spashus because her das is connected to what the spashus is trying to accomplish. He says he only wants to marry
right.
Half. So the spashus says, okay, but make it chal the entire thing. But I thought Rashi was saying, she really wants exactly what he said.
And the Tosis read.
So if she really wants exactly what he says,
yeah.
So in a Hanami you could apply Yisbashos to Kedushin, but we still have regular Hilchos Kedushin that we can't just forego. Her das is
but why are we foregoing it Lagabe him? He's saying I would give you the right to marry another husband.
You're not the same as his das, if the Lashon isn't the same as his Lashon. It's different. His das isn't what the Hekdesh actually ends up doing. Right? His das is wants to marry Havakar. The Hekdesh ends up making him marry, or like, rhetorically make her marry Oliver.
Right.
So when the woman hears the man say he wants to marry Havakar, her das is the same as him, that she wants Havakar to be married. But the Lashon Hekdesh, that aspect, that wasn't actually part of his das. That's the Torah doing, that's Hashem doing his own thing.
Right. What Yoni is saying is that Rashi is not saying that. Rashi is saying that since she has a das keneged, but why is her das keneged more than his das keneged?
The same reason, the same we
say
by Behema, meaning his das is only for
Behema.
Right. For only part of the animal.
Yeah.
The Torah says, "I'm sorry, that doesn't halachically work." So we're gonna convert it into
good.
But the same thing would apply to the man in Kedushin.
Yeah.
And theoretically should apply by the woman, but we still have regular Hilchos Kedushin that says she needs to know exactly what she's getting herself into. When she hears something, when she hears Hatzeh, she wants Hatzeh. So therefore she's not, she specifically wants that.
I hear what you're saying. I just don't think it's the. Then Rashi wouldn't say l'chachin diburi tofes bo.
So why does Rashi say v'zu lo nitrasa l'chem? She wants something else.
Right.
So does the husband.
And that's my kasha. Yeah, nechanami.
No, so I'm saying that his bashi does apply to would apply to kedushin.
Right.
It's the same thing by hekdesh, but you can't necessarily forego her das, which we know is essential to kedushin. On the same playing field until it ends up when she's the mm-hmm. when she's the game player.
Okay, I'm not sure, but I don't think it. The nakuda here is whether the reason why the kiddushin are not toe-face on the woman is it because she's not using the lashon of hektish or because she has a vested interest in the shemim akev.
All right. She never uses.
Correct.
So, but what's the,
Senechanami. So then that's why his special will never work for Kiddushin.
So then what was the Havminu? The Havminu is the one that he sponsors for.
Havminu was that he is being Makdish. So Mimela, it should be Mispasha like it's Mispasha for any kind of Hektish. Over here it's different because she is. Because it has to be mispashed on another person, and we require their das.
What if she wanted that? What if she knew
that? I would say, Lania's daiti, and that's where you and I would disagree. Right? And you would say, if she made the knowledge known earlier,
yeah.
So you, according to you, would be chal, I would say, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's chal. Because she has no lashon. Okay, but that's a minor point in the whole. If it's a good or in Rashi, I'm not saying not, but it's just it doesn't whether you say one or the other. It's not that doesn't change that much.
Can I get the Rashi's on this gasa first, but in terms of pshat,
it doesn't change much in terms of pshat and Rashi.
Well, no, at the end of the day, you say Rashi would apply Spash to the condition. So it's big enough for me to. You read about that. That's correct. Let's quickly see Rashi in the two other sugyas that I wanted to get to.
We can't do it now. The two other sugyas that we should finish up this sugya is the sugya in Gitin Mem Gimel Aleph Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, and the sugya of Iskanchi Me'achshav Liachal Amidyoy. That's the two other places where our sugya comes up. What can you have multiple kiddushin or multiple personalities? And one person have kiddushin. So this question of iskashi lechetzi, now Lania's daiti comes up in two other sugyas. So the easier one to chop right away is an eved that is belonged to partners and is partly freed. So chatzi eved mechatzi ben chayrin. Can he get married? Im timtzo loymar. Ben Yisrael Shomar Lubas Yisrael Skachi Lechetzi Mukudeshes Techazi Lekule Hole Chazi Lekule. Gemara says, well, it should depend. I have a candidate for Chosan. The Chosan, half of him can get married because he's Jewish. Half of him is a goy and cannot get married. Now he goes over to Jewish girls and Mukudesh Mukudesh Mashiv Yisrael. What happened just now? Do we say that she is a married woman? She's a married woman who's married to half a guy, and probably can never get a get. Is in limbo, or kedusha wasn't chal. So Gemara said, why don't we say it depends on our sugya? Ben Yisrael she'omer levas Yisrael skachi lechetzi. I want to reserve the right marrying another wife. Married to half of me, and if it's chal, it should be chal. Now Rashi, in explaining this kasha, uba isa lemivshin, hamina dechihechi demikdash chatzi isha inu mukudeshes, hoyol deloy mitzina lemeimar dochi koamelo de tinsiv achrina v'hadi itzolei chazi letrei. Right, im timtzoloimar first Rashi. Right? The nekuda that I want to make in this sugya right now is that this supports our pshat and Rashi. Some of you had questions. Am I correct in saying Rambam Rashi Tosfos? So l'chora, the Rashi over here spells out that Rashi does not invoke Isha v'lechatzi Isha v'lechatzi Isha. He says, all to do with Das. So l'chayra, that is a strong support that our pshat and Rashi is correct. All right, now, the next step is, if you haven't seen these two sugyas, please look at these two sugyas, because these two sugyas introduce a new concept, the concept of shiur, and that's the source of the Rashbaz Mahalach to the sugya. All right, but to finish up, Rashi sugya, Rashi shita, we have to look at these two sugyas and just see how they fit in, not with great depth, just pashtas, because these are two parts of the sugya to make the sugya complete. Okay. Samachum and Aleph in Kiddushin.